Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good buddy Tom Hegner back on the show. Tom's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a few years. He is a certified life underwriter. He's a chief financial advisor. Chartered, right, Tom?
Yeah.
And also, he is a he's a former executive with one of the large insurance companies. He's now a financial expert. He's the author of Paychecks to Paychecks, and he's our good friend Tom. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
So let me get all that right now. I want to get so a certified life underwriter. I know what that is. Chartered financial consultant.
Consultant, I think. And what's the CASL?
CASL, what's that?
Chartered Advisor for Senior Living. Those are designations issued by the American College, really for financial professionals.
Right. He's a man of letters, ladies and gentlemen. That tells you he's a pretty smart guy. And Paychecks to Paychecks is his book. It's all about retirement solutions for life. You got four things that you want to talk to us about, Tom, about how to retire the right way. What are they?
Yeah, well, look, Jim, I, the more I study retirement, people think retirement's so complicated. The more I study retirement, the simpler and simpler and simpler it gets. And I always tell people, and maybe this is a little provocative, but I say retirement is not about your assets. Your assets can be lost. They can be stolen. They can be swindled. They can be sued. They can be divorced. You know, they can be decimated in a market crash. The success of your retirement really depends on two simple things. How much guaranteed lifetime income do you have? And have you taken the key retirement risks off the table? Risk like longevity risk, risk like market risk, risk like inflation, and risk like long-term care. Mm-hmm. And so what I've come up with is four simple steps on how to retire the most optimal way.
All right. What's the first one?
First one is you've got to cover your basic expenses in retirement with guaranteed lifetime income. You know, Social Security counts as a form of guaranteed lifetime income, a pension counts, but whatever you're short, you need to go to an insurance company and buy some type of guaranteed lifetime income annuity.
Right.
Because, and here's why, Jim. If you cover your basic expenses with guaranteed lifetime income, you take five key retirement risks off the table.
Mm-hmm.
You take longevity risk off the table because it's a guaranteed paycheck for life.
Right.
You take deflation risk off the table because if you're getting a paycheck and things actually went down in price in a deflationary or depressionary environment, it's one of the best things to own in a depression.
Right.
There's no market risk. There's no order of return risk, and there's no withdrawal rate risk with a lifetime income annuity.
Mm-hmm.
So you take five key risks off the table simply by covering your basic expenses with guaranteed lifetime income.
All right. What's the next step?
Step number two, you want to optimize the rest of your portfolio to protect yourself against inflation because inflation is the thing that can wipe out step number one. And so you want to invest in things like real estate and have some stocks in your portfolio and have maybe some commodities. You want something that will go up in your portfolio if we get inflation. And then step number three is you've got to have a plan for long-term care. It's the one thing most people forget about that can literally wipe out their life's work. And so you've got to have a plan for long-term care. And step number four, the most efficient way to pass your wealth when you die to your children, grandchildren, to charity is with life insurance because you can transfer money for pennies on the dollar. Too many people say, oh, I got this $200,000 sitting over here and we're not planning on touching it. That's our just-in-case money. But when we die, that's going to go to our kid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the most inefficient ways to pass wealth because you're using $200,000 to pass $200,000 when you could have taken $50,000 or $60,000 of that, bought a life insurance policy that would provide $200,000 of tax-free death benefit, and you could have spent the rest of it.
And are the death benefits from an insurance policy subject to the estate tax?
Well, if you set it up right, you know, if you have a large enough estate, and now, Jim, you can pass over $10 million.
Right.
A couple can pass $10 million. So if you're into that, where you're over $10 million, then you would set up a trust.
Yeah, you're not paying attention to me. You're listening. you got somebody like Tom Higdon advising you. One thing I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple of horror stories about long-term care.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple of people tell me that they bought long-term care, or their parents did, or I've forgotten the exact story. But then eventually, after it went on so long, the company came back and said, okay, you know, we're pretty much done with you. And they said, but wait a minute. And they said, well, we're just not going to keep funding this. We've maxed out or something. I don't know. I've just heard some stories how do we make sure that doesn't happen when we buy long-term care? Long-term care doesn't seem to be as buttoned down and established as an annuity.
You're right. And the long-term care industry is going through some turmoil. They've had some rate increases on some of their policies and things like that. But, Jim, I still say this. If people think long-term care insurance is too expensive, try not having
it. Tom, it's not that it's expensive. Because it is expensive. There's no question about that. But the problem is if you're going to pony up for the expense, you ought to be able to count on it. You shouldn't have to worry that they're going to come back and say, oh, by the way, we changed the premiums because we didn't figure something right, or we're just not going to pay you.
Look, I agree that these rate increases have been very troublesome because when people buy something, they want it to be the way it is, right? And not so, but oh, I made a mistake. But here's the deal. With long-term care, the costs have been so high that some of these insurance companies have really had no choice but to do it, or they wouldn't have been able to honor it. And even when the rate increases go up a little bit, Jim, they're still so much cheaper than having to pay for long-term care. Now, as far as the companies not paying claims, I'm not aware of that. I mean, if you've got a policy, it'll say it will pay up to so much, or it'll pay unlimited, or it'll pay up to $500,000, and they pay up for that. So I'm not aware of companies not paying their claims. But the point is, you've got to have a plan, and if you don't like long-term care insurance, you can buy life insurance that has a long-term care benefit to it, and those premiums have not gone up.
I like that plan. I didn't know that you could do that. I think that's very smart. What do you think about reverse mortgages?
Well, look, here's what I say about reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgages should be a last resort, not a first resort. They can be a miracle for some people. They can be a nightmare for others.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it if you're healthy and 62. Don't do that. That's not a good thing. Hey, Tom, give us your website quickly, please.
Paychecksandpaychecks.com.
All right, so check that out, and we're going to come back and talk about three other things that Tom's got on his mind for retirement and financial planning. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.